This is Senator Al Simpson. It's President's Day. We'll discuss one of my favorite Republicans when Ted Kennedy and I face off after this. Well, Ted, today is more than a day off for some businesses and the federal government. It is the day we set aside to honor George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. One of the remarkable insights Lincoln offered his countrymen involved his own life and self-respect. At one time he said, "I desire to conduct the affairs of this administration that when I come to lay down the reins of power, if I have lost every other friend on earth, I shall at least have one friend left, the one down inside of me." Politics would not be regarded as dirty business today, Ted, if we all held Lincoln's words dear to us. If we can be honest with ourselves, we can get the job done.
Nice words, Al, but what you Republicans are doing to civil rights would make Abraham Lincoln weep. The party of Lincoln has lost its way in its selfishness and greed. What would Lincoln say when President Reagan vetoed the Anti-Apartheid Act that imposed sanctions on South Africa? It was only a slap on the wrist, Al, but you voted to sustain the veto. What would Lincoln say when President Reagan threatened to veto the big civil rights bill we passed last month to stop federal funds from being used in programs that discriminate against women, minorities, the elderly, and the handicapped? You voted for that measure, Al, but will you vote to override a veto? The people of Iowa sent a message last week, Al. New Hampshire will send the same message tomorrow. They want America to stand for something again, and that means leaders who are true to Lincoln and who will stop dividing our house against itself. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a victory for civil rights that even he supported. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.